Most Liberian immigrants to America live in this community known as Clifton in the borough of Staten Island, a part of New York City. According to the Reverend Philip Seyrain, the Ebola virus is topic one.
There has been discussions as to what engineered this Ebola. Others say that the Ebola was introduced by an animal from Democratic Republic of Congo. The inhabitants of that land used the animal for food, and there where the Ebola derived from.
Local health officials believe no one in this community has been infected with the virus. This marketplace, however, is suffering just the same. Much of the food is imported from Western Africa, and customers are hard to find. Worried about food handling in Africa. Bobby DG, a community organizer, also worries about a backlash against the Liberian-American community.
They're very concerned that now, because you've had gentleman, Duncan, who has now passed, who's now deceased, that the nation does not look at the Liberians as, oh, wow, we have to look out for Liberians. It's actually sort of happening subliminally already.
The Reverend James Bestman, who directs the community's Liberian Cultural Association, talks to people in Liberia daily.
They're dying, and they want to get out of there. And they want to leave Liberia. It's not a safe zone at all. It's critical for everywhere. It's critical. The young people, the babies, and some people, their whole family wiped off. And in some areas, the next door neighbor has lost their almost the whole family, and the other people want to move. And even when they move, they have to go to another place, which is not even safe. So it's very tough for Liberia.
At a news conference in New York City Hall, Mayor Bill de Blasio called the virus a painful crisis for the world.
This is a painful time, but it's also a time that the whole international community is recognizing that this is all of our problem. This is something that has to be addressed by action by countries all over the world to help address the problem at its core in West Africa.
The mayor said New York is planning for any contingency. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, Staten Island.